I'll bag them there.
Thank you.
Right.
How are you?
Very well. We enjoyed ourselves last night. You're kind to think of it.
Thank you. It was a wonderful evening for me.
Mr. President, I talked to Dean this morning and to Buzz Wheeler about the strike, and this is our recommendation to you. The weather is better tonight, or the outlook is better tonight than it was last night. We don't know about tomorrow night. But even though the weather is better tonight, the two primary targets, the Quang Ke Naval Base and the Ammo Depot, may not be clear. My recommendation and Dean's is that we authorize them to go ahead tonight if they can hit the primary targets. If they can't, cancel a strike for tonight and go ahead tomorrow night, even though it means use of the alternate targets. Put your barracks.
All right. Now, what reaction does Thompson say that'll have? Will that stir up the doves?
Well, Dean was inclined to think, as I told you yesterday, it'd be unwise to go in the first. That would stir up the Russians and push them close to the Chinese, but Dean believed it would be wise to go before the end of their meeting. And he specifically thought of the third, but this morning when I talked to him, he said it didn't make enough difference to whether it was the second or the third. We're getting a little pressure from the field indicating a lack of understanding of why we're doing what we're doing.
Are you putting any pressure out there on stories like the Times story this morning?
Yeah, we sure are. I don't know how in the world that came out. It must have come from there, although my first inclination was to think it had developed here and been cabled out for Saigon byline, but there's a lot of information in there that couldn't have come from here. I mean, when I say here, I mean Washington. And there's a cable in this morning, which I haven't yet read on it, explaining how Saigon views it and how they think it happened. But I thought it was a very bad story.
Am I wrong in saying that this appears to be almost traitors?
Well, I wouldn't call it...
talking about plans that we have agreed upon? What
well,
we're
I wouldn't
do?
Call it traitors, but it's very irresponsible action, Mr. President. In the first place, a lot of it's wrong. But there's some of it that's right, and in any event, the general conclusion it gives is something that should never have been put in the paper.
The latest version was the McNamara-Bundy plan.
Yeah.
Secretary of Defense and Mac George Bundy. A later variant was drafted by McNaughton. I know none of these things. I don't know whether it's true or not. Are they true?
No, there's never been a piece of paper that Mac and I drafted together. There's never been a McNamara-Bundy plan on paper or otherwise, nor is there any plan dictated by McNaughton or written down by McNaughton, nor is there another plan, which they mention a little further in the article, developed in December by, I think they say, junior State Department officers, which was the plan that you finally accepted, they say. There isn't any such thing.
Well, we did accept the plan, somebody's plan, in December.
Well, yeah, but that was a combined discussion of Max Taylor's views and states and ours.
Somebody brought to me a plan in December and said, here, our general policy will be continuous and measured reaction. Didn't he go back with that? And then the reason we didn't put...
two or three considerations, but that
yes,
was...
Yes, but the reason we didn't put it in is because the government
right,
fell on it.
Right, but that was what you decided after an oral discussion, and then that was embodied in a written instruction that Max took back with him. And the written instruction that Max took back, I think, was prepared by Mac Bundy after you made the decision. And was different from any piece of paper shown to you prior to the decision because you modified the whole thing during the oral discussion.
Was that signed by the president?
It was either signed by the president or the secretary of state. I'm not entirely sure which. And the distribution of it was held to an absolute minimum. For example, Buzz Wheeler doesn't have a copy, and McNaughton doesn't have one. I'm not sure whether I now have one or not. I saw one before it went out, and I don't recall whether it went over your signature or Dean's or cable name.
Well, the Marine thing and this thing ought to call for an explanation, and somebody ought to be removed, Bob. You can't exist this kind of thing.
It's terrible.
No, you just can't exist with it. And I'd go to Taylor and say that anything comes out of your theater, you're responsible for. And these two things are just things that just can't stand. And And we want some heads to fall, whoever it is. And we just, there's no reason why they can't find out who's talking. I think you ought to call your staff people in and say anything that comes out you're responsible for, period. And if it comes out of your area, why, it's your responsibility. I think I ought to ask Dean to tell these assistant secretaries that anything comes out of Southeast Asia is going to be Bundy's problem. Anything comes out Latin America is going to be Mann's, and Tyler the same way. And they just got to do this. We just can't run a government this way, and I don't want to be, I just want to be nuts on the subject. Everybody says I am, but I just see it every morning. I know it's not good to say we're going to ship in the Marines before we decide to. I know it's not good to say that we got a plan to bomb this specific area before we bomb it. Because, Christ, I guess every anti-aircraft, everything they can get is alerted. And
it's worse than that, Mr. President. I think that it shows your strategy, and you always want to hold back the strategy. No one wants to have his strategy laid out to the enemy before he undertakes it. I'm not as worried about the anti-aircraft as I am the implication that this whole thing just has political import, and really you don't plan on creating any military damage anyhow. That's the net of the article.
Well, now, who would be wanting to put that out, generals?
No, I don't think it's a... No, I couldn't say it'd be generals. It looked to me as though he got it from a lot of different people. He talked to two or three at least. It would have to be... it would have to include other than generals, because there aren't any generals that know enough about Bundy or McNaughton or State Department people to put out that kind of stuff.
You know what happened last week before last? We had a story here about my policy and so forth, what I was going to do, and we found somebody in Security Council talking to call Franco. We've also found that a little later on Latin America, that Dick Goodwin had talked, and they called Shultz and got him to write it. Scotty Reston called Shultz. So we have found two times in the last week that comes out of our down Mac Bundy's office.
Where they contact initially was with...
Where they contact originally.
And then the byline was somebody...
Byline's over in state.
Yeah.
And we assume that Rustin calls them, and I think that when they went to Shultz before, he hadn't been well briefed. And somebody asked Shultz, why in the hell do you say this? That's not correct. Well, he said, that's what Scotty told me.
Well, in this case, it could have started in Washington and been cabled out.
That's what I think happened.
Correspondent there, but there's some of it that could only come from Saigon.
I think it's a combination of the two, but it's written over there. I don't believe, unless it's a man of Taylor's stature, or a man of, I guess Alex is not, he wasn't here, but somebody of Taylor's stature that would say that he assumed Bundy drafted this and he assumed you drafted it and you all worked on it. They might have gone into that. I don't know whether he would be saying McNaughton or not.
I don't think there are people in this building, Mr. President, other than those that we're reporting to you on, who know enough about this. I've really kept them in the dark. And I think the chiefs know enough to say that, and I think some of the presidential appointees do. But I had a meeting with the secretaries this morning, the service secretaries plus the key assistant secretaries, McNaughton, Brown, etc. When I read that article, and all of them swear they know nothing about it. All of them swear that they are reporting fully their contacts with the press every Saturday, as of every Saturday noon, which we in turn send through. I didn't tell them I send those to you. They probably can guess it, but I did tell them that, by God, if I found any error in any of those, I was going to have the head of the man who failed to report correctly. And that I pointed out this story, and I pointed out the Marine leak, and I pointed out the Ball report leak, which I think is the worst of all by far, and said, you just can't run a government with that kind of stuff going out in the midst of these very, very delicate relationships between us and the communists in Vietnam. I think they all understand it, and they all appear willing to cooperate.
What do you think about the Marine leak?
I don't think that's too serious, Mr. President. I read the press yesterday and today.